Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know I do talk about changing my podcast this year, but I'm still dealing with things of people who I don't really know who come to my condo targeting me over my little home or my music because I have a little fame on YouTube. It's important that if you move into an apartment or condo or even own a house or condo, be careful who your neighbors are. You don't want to live next door to a sociopath. You don't. Or a criminal. I think it's probably because I was on YouTube with music and or whatever ambitions. I have attracted people with severe mental problems who are on boats or landing, and they're poor, okay? And I haven't lived over there in over 20 years. Okay, I mentioned that they're poor because they said they were jealous of my home. I mean, that doesn't make sense. They had 20 years to buy their own home and move on. You know, we don't deal with people like that. I don't deal with people who come around 20 years later who I really don't know, who just lived next door to me 20 years ago or 22 years ago. That doesn't make sense. I hope that, you know, the mental health community put these people in a locked facility. I mean, because they don't own a home or whatever or jealous of me, that don't make sense. I don't know them. And that's insane. Coming over here 20 years and you don't even talk to them. Boy, I leave it to psychiatrists. Everything I say is true, I mean, believe me. So, I mean, you're dealing with somebody with a psychiatric illness. Same thing. Some of them were at this center and saying I was a leader and saying things that are never going to happen, delusional. I'm not going to be no supervisor for no mental health center or no caseworker. And they kept saying it for several years. But I hope, I'm glad that they passed a law to put homeless people in a hospital with severe mental problems so they can get help, or people with mental problems who can't mind their business who are antisocial that I'm dealing with. These people don't have no capacity to understand reality. They're sick in the head coming over here. I don't know them. I hope that they get locked up. I mean, why is I'm attracting insane, crazy people, perverse to me? I don't know. I say that because if I seen a neighbor of mine that I don't really know from 20 years ago or 22 years ago and come over here, I'm very concerned about them as a person getting help. Or if I have a neighbor near me who don't mind their business, talk about my skin color or say crazy things about being conservative, I'm like, look, that's crazy. It's really crazy to talk about stuff like that, and I'm a stranger. Especially in Los Angeles, I'm living in the city of Los Angeles, part of the city of Los Angeles where it's very liberal, and someone keeps mentioning over and over again about conservatism. And that leads me to the question, why are they doing that unless they got they're hate monger, and I believe they are, because they think that the whole city is conservative. That's delusional. It is not. I'm liberal. And the whole city of L.A. is liberal. You can look at the demographics who's elected in Santa Monica, Mesa, or Van Nuys. Look who's elected. I mean, I don't have no sympathy for these people because they could go to an actual psychiatrist or social worker to work out their problems. They had 20 years ago, you know. They could work to get their own home. They can find an apartment. They can move on. Most people do. You have to move on, not with no stranger. And I think it does have to do with the fame and fortune thing that I have with my music. That's not a good reason, little old me, to follow me around 20 years thinking I'm going to be famous. That's crazy. It hasn't happened yet, but whether I am or not, that's crazy. These people have no capacity to understand reality or boundaries, and they need to get locked up in a mental hospital, locked facility, somebody need to get involved because when you have people like this, they are considered dangerous and lack the capacity to live out people in this everyday society. I'm not making up stories. Most people don't deal with crazy people like this or a next-door neighbor who lived next door to you in 2003 and coming over here 21 years later. No. Or say crazy things that I'm going to be a supervisor in the health center. I don't know why they would say that because I never really was a counselor or a therapist. And I never will. I have no interest in being in clinical psychology. I mean, why are they saying things that don't pertain to reality? They live on the street, they're on drugs, and they sit out there or live in their apartments nearby and say things over and over again. Talk about what happened 20 years ago. That's sick. That's purely insane. Or say, and then they say, you know, racist, homophobic things, you know, I'm a beautiful woman. I have never been attracted to a woman. I've been gay all my life. I mentioned that on podcast so many times, and they keep saying that I'm straight, which I'm not. That's insane. Or say I need to believe in Jesus or some crazy delusional stuff. It leads me to the point that their mental health issues is more prevalent than ever among the population. At least I need to be really careful who I live next door to or come around because people near me don't have the capacity to follow laws or respect my boundaries as a homeowner. There's lots of things they could do to move on, get their own home. They had 20 years. They can move on. And they're still sitting in the same neighborhood, coming over here a mile away or wherever and saying the same thing over and again. I hope that the psychiatrist can do something. But in the meanwhile, I keep away from them. I can't keep, you know, I'm not going to go for a restraining order. I just call the police if they come near me. I mean, somebody needs to lock these people up because I moved on. Everybody moved on. Nobody rational act like that. Nobody. They got to be nuts. They're too nutty to be around anybody. As I said before, I'm just going to just let it go. I have to talk about it on podcasts because it's an issue when you have someone who's insane or who's severely mentally handicapped who can't move on from 20 years or more, whatever, and who got some obsession on me and I have no attraction to. That person's dangerous. Yes, the cops need to lock them up. When they say, and they're saying that I should hang out with my own kind, that is racist. So it's a racist, crazy person coming over here. I don't deal with people like that. I hope they get locked up. Committing a hate crime or being hateful is not good in the society. That's racism or homophobia or whatever. And I don't even know them. That's sick. It's just universally correct. So I'm going to stay stable by doing my own thing. I can't call the police, but I don't know what to do with crazy people who come up to me or come around me thinking thoughts that don't pertain to reality. It's important that somebody locks them up because these people are going to end up in serious trouble with the law or something if they don't get help with their illness. We deal with strangers or even people we know directly. Respect them, especially strangers. If you don't know somebody or you just see them in a neighborhood and you don't talk to them or know them and you start trying to target them, then you have an illness. Something is wrong, seriously wrong with this picture. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.